News from Oroville, January 23rd, 2009. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe, Samuel, and Sean. The weather forecast shows an overcast sky on Friday, clear on Saturday, chance of rain and thunderstorms Sunday and Monday. East-northeasterly winds range between 14 to 21 kilometers per hour, with temperature fluctuation between 22 and 27 degrees. On Saturday, 24th January at 8 p.m., Kalabumi presents Jazz Cafe, live music featuring Matt on saxophone, Mishko on bass, and Suresh on drums. Tea and snacks available, and all are welcome. Nandita presents a vegan cooking workshop with Sheridan Keegan, who works in a vegan restaurant in Australia. It will take place at New Creation Pizzeria on Tuesday, 27th January, 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. Here's Georgie from Argentina, and she's going to talk a little bit about one of her favorite things, the tango.
Hello, I'm happy to be here offering tango in Oroville. Tango. I think tango is an expression, a movement expression of how people come and meet together. And that's what draws me into it. That's the addiction I have with it. And really it's a process of never-ending, a never-ending process of people coming together and finding out how they meet together. What stops them, what inspires them, what motivates them. So I think tango is very much a metaphor for how we come to relate in life, whether with a partner or just relate with people in general. And that's what inspires me of dancing and watching people. When I teach classes, I get to watch people of all ages come together and figure out how do they lean into each other, how much do they trust each other, how much are they willing to lead or trust and surrender to each other. And there's all these dynamics that naturally happen in life, and tango is just one little expression of it.
That's great, Georgie. And when did you begin to dance the tango?
Well, I danced a little bit growing up in Argentina. I grew up a little bit with it, but to be honest, I kind of hated it when I was younger. It was the dance of the old people, and I really was not into it. I did not get it. And a few years later, I guess, after a few heartbreaks, up and downs emotionally, I found tango and I felt it as medicine about maybe 6-7 years ago.
And you're sharing this movement, this learning of this movement. You do this everywhere?
So I've been living in Maui for the last 7 years, and I've been teaching mostly there. I'm very happy to be teaching here now. And Ashaman and I have been creating together some workshops for couples, and we're teaching tango as one of the elements in the courses that we do. And so that, yes, we're teaching everywhere.
Well, teaching tango here in Oroville, how do you find the people here?
The level of attention and interest, it felt like a genuine interest from Orovillians to come learn this. And I do have to say, too, that what I noticed in that first class is the ease with which people came to meet each other, which in some other places or cultures, that usually takes a little bit of time. Once I tell strangers to come and put themselves chest to chest and blindly trust, that can take a couple classes. And in one class, the people that were, the Orovillians that were here, automatically did that. So I was very impressed and touched by that.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.